Tennessee. We are welcoming in Cherry Glazer. How's it going?
Hi, it's going great. Thanks for having us.
Grateful to have you on the show. Been looking forward to this as we are looking forward to partying with you down at Bonnaroo. And this is our the Road to Rue event. We're going to be out at Exit Inn tonight. It's a glaze party with Cherry Glazer, the nude party, who just got here. They're coming in next. And Nashville's own The Medium, which we love them so much here in Nashville.
Us too.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's
cool.
We feel
lucky. It's going to be a good bill.
Right on. Great. Well, doors are at 8. Show starts at early at 8:30. It's an 18 and over event. And I saw not many tickets left, so get them while you can over at exitinn.com and cherry-glazer.com. Out touring in support of Stuffed and Ready, and I believe we're ready for a super stripped down. This is not quite exactly what you're going to do on stage tonight out at Exit Inn.
No.
Or at Bonnaroo, but
no.
So we appreciate you experimenting. And
thanks. We thought it'd be fun. We like to mix it up for these types of things.
Awesome. Cool. Well, if you guys are ready to rock here, we've got Cherry Glazer live on Lightning 100.
Take you on.
Lightning 100 Cherry Glazer live here in our studios. It's tonight. We're doing a glaze party. It's a Road to Rue event out at Exit Inn with Cherry Glazer, the Nude Party, and Nashville Zone, the Medium Doors at 8. Show starts at 8:30. 18 and over event. Cherry Glazer touring in support of Stuffed and Ready. Just came out the 1st of February earlier this year. And it's a little taste of what you're going to get if you make it out to Bonnaroo. It's been since 2004, Lightning 100 has gone to Bonnaroo, and we set up our broadcast booth and broadcast all weekend from there. So
nice.
I know it's so much fun. We look forward to it every year, and so this is a treat having you come by the radio station in advance.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. Yeah, you're going to be playing this tent Friday 2:45 in the afternoon. How many times have you played an outdoor show in the daylight? It's got to only be a few, right?
Yeah, a bunch. I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, we played FYF in the daytime.
Okay.
Sometimes bands will put, like, a big beer cart, like an empty beer carton in front of their pedal board so they can see the lights.
Oh,
because
right.
The sun will reflect onto your board and you can't see what's going on.
Oh, gosh.
One time I saw Battles playing, and he did that, and I was like, why does he have like a case of like Coors Banquet on stage with him? Like, that's really weird.
Just so you can see the lights.
Yeah, and then he told me later, so.
That's awesome. I see you're scheduled to be in there a little bit beforehand, before you take the stage. You're going to be part of a panel at SheRoo.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Can you tell us anything a little bit about that or at all?
Yeah, it's being organized by a bunch of great folks, and it's awesome. It's about women in music and taking up space, and all of the philosophies and ideas that go into that. I'm really excited to be a part of it.
It's going to be out in the campground. It's the SheRoo campground, which Bonnaroo is more than just about catching a band. It's mm-hmm. really a cultural experience, and mm-hmm. they do some pretty awesome things out in the campground. Well, you know what they realized? Because they have like GPS trackers on everyone, basically, on your wristband, and they realized that like people are spending half the time out in the campground. Mm-hmm. And so now, like, they've really turned the campground into an experience as well.
I love that.
So yeah, we're definitely excited to have some fun. How are you looking forward to playing London's Hyde Park next month?
Oh, so excited.
Yeah,
it's gonna be crazy. It's the craziest bill ever. I've never seen Florence and the Machine either, so I'm really excited.
We saw her at Bonnaroo, and it was like after cool. she had broken her foot, but she was still like powering through. It's insanity.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Hats off.
She also played a show here in Nashville when U2 played here, and mm-hmm. and they had her as the opener. And it was when they had their 360-degree stage out at Vanderbilt Stadium, and mm-hmm. it was pretty insane. A lot of fun there. We got Cherry Glazer awesome. Here in the Lightning 100 studio. We're going to get to see her tonight at Exit Inn. The band is out there tonight. It's a Road to Rue event. You got Nude Party, The Medium, and Cherry Glazer. And then, of course, Nude Party and Cherry Glazer on the Road to Rue. You want to do another song?
Let's do it.
What would you like to play?
This next one is called Daddy. Should I go, Daddy? Should I say? Should I go? Is it okay with you? Should I, Daddy? Is it you? Is it you? Is it you? Should I go, Daddy? Should I say? Should I do? Is it okay with you? Should I go, Daddy? Should I say? Should I do? Is it okay with you? Daddy, 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 don't hold my hand. Don't hold my hand. Don't be my man. Don't be my man. Don't hold my hand.
Lightning 100, Cherry Glazer live here in studio. A little taste of what you get tonight out at Exit Inn. It's a Glaze party, a Road to Rue event with Cherry Glazer, the nude party, and the medium. Doors at 8, show starts at 8:30, 18 and over event. Not many tickets left. ExitIn.com if you want to get those as they tour in support of Stuffed and Ready. Daddy on that. Daddy just got the remix treatment, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
Nice.
Reggie Watts.
It sounds awesome. That's
Thank
really cool.
You. I think it's better than the original.
Well, and your opinion matters most. So we'll go with that. Clem, appreciate you coming in here today.
Thanks for having us. It was so much fun.
And we are ready to party tonight at Exit Inn and at Bonnaroo. Put it on your schedule. It's Friday in this tent, 2:45 p.m. And yeah, check out the Shiru, where Clem is going to be part of a panel out there in the campgrounds Friday at 11 a.m.